This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
The time of week we sit down and we talk to, yes, the governor. Talk about politics, pop culture, and everything in between, because that's what we do. We're a varied show here, my good friend Gatos. We're a varied show.
I know. Yes, yes.
Hi, Governor. How are you?
I'm fine.
Did you introduce the governor?
I was trying to, and you were just like, I thought you were going to say something because you were laughing.
Go ahead,
hey, Governor, how are you? Yeah, governor joins us.
Hey, there you go.
Former governor of the great state of Arizona, like, Jan joins.
All right, Governor, let's get to business. Let's see. Representative Debbie Lesko, you know her, right?
Oh, I do.
Yes. Does she only want white people to get the vaccine?
I don't think so. I think that that has been blown completely out of context.
Okay.
I think what she's concerned about, of course, is that we've got an administration that, you know, are going to give illegal immigrants vaccines and putting maybe people that are citizens and the elderly here in her district at risk of not getting the vaccine.
I don't see anywhere where if you're here illegally, you get moved to the front of the line. I think that's garbage. I haven't seen that anywhere.
Well, so, if you fit into certain categories, you will be moved in.
It's not like there's a category that says essential worker, nurse, doctor, illegal immigrant. That's what she's making it sound like. Let's play the clip.
A lot of different varieties of people that live here. It's very diverse. I have worked with people that are Hispanic. I mean, they're very good workers.
A little bit more.
You know, we're compassionate people, but for goodness sakes, we have to take care of American citizens or people that are here legally first.
She said Hispanics are very good workers, but implied they're not Americans. That's the weird part of the whole clip.
I think she was talking, and I think the key there, after hearing that, is citizens. She was saying that citizens ought to get them. Her intent was that citizens ought to be able to get the vaccine before illegal immigrants. That's what she meant. I've known Debbie forever and ever and ever, and she is not a prejudice. She just isn't.
Look, I've had some dealings with Debbie. I've never had an issue with her.
She wanted to take our vote away.
There was an issue there.
That's a big issue in Arizona. But, she wanted to take our vote away.
You know, but the Dominion servers did that anyways, Gatos.
No, they did not.
So, but here's something, though. Last night, I perused some of the television in between Rick and Morty. I happened to watch Joe Biden, and Joe Biden said this, and this has to do with immigration, and I found this to be, at best, perplexing.
That a pathway for the roughly 11 million undocumented.
Yeah, what confuses people is you talk about refugees, you talk about undocumented, you talk about people who are seeking asylum, and you talk about people who are coming from camps or being held around the world. And there are four different criteria for being able to come to the United States. The vast majority of the people, those 11 million undocumented, they're not Hispanics. They're people who came on a visa, who was able to buy a ticket to get in the plane and didn't go home. They didn't come across the Rio Grande and
Is he saying they didn't sneak in?
Well, no, what he's saying is that it's not Hispanics. It's basically people who've flown over from Europe and a few other places and overstayed their visas.
That's true. It's part of it. Yeah.
It's not even close. And 70% of people are here from Central America and Mexico. And we're on the border. And this is a question, Governor, for you, because you were once the leader of this fine state. This is a problem for us and a lot of the other parts of the country. They don't really feel it the way that us in, say, California and Texas in particular feel it. This is insane, right? Like, we can have a conversation. We can have some empathy, but this kind of crap is...
What's your point, though? I don't get your point.
It's one of those things where he is very left-leaning when it comes to immigration. Think a lot of the other stuff, Governor. I think you might agree with this. He's not really that insane. But the border here, especially our border, needs to be secure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saying that people are just flying here and staying, yes, that's happened. But 70% of people come from an area we know of, and he's denying it.
I true that. That's absolutely true. And they want to confuse the public with things that aren't factual. We know that we have an unsecure border. We know that we are the receptor of these illegal immigrants coming across our border.
Whoa. I just want to jump in real quick. So we're 2 or 3 weeks into Biden and our border's unsecure. So it was unsecure under Trump because it didn't just become unsecure under Biden. It doesn't happen in 3 weeks. Are you saying
well,
that?
Well, it does because...
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, all you have to do is undo those executive orders that allow you to come here now without having to wait on the other side.
You can't undo everything that's been done in 4 years.
He has said publicly that he wanted the Border Patrol to hold down on arresting these people. And he has also indicated that he believes that asylum seekers ought not to be held in Mexico. They ought to be able to come across the border, interviewed, and then released to come back on their own terms. Now, he has said that. And I believe, from my understanding, that is taking place. So he has opened up our border. And it's wrong. And we have a process. And we believe in immigration. He doesn't. I think he ought to enforce the rule of law and then possibly work and deal with the Dreamers. I mean, we've had this Dreamer issue forever, and it never seems to get resolved. But if he wants to do something to make a difference in people and in the United States, is what are we going to do with all the Dreamers?
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer joins us. Listen, you can't make 11 million people citizens just like that.
11 million. Try 20.
And it's not 11 million. You're right, Chad. It's not. I'm not for that. Dreamers?
That was a figure that we used about 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
You're right. You're right. Dreamers. Make them citizens. I don't like what I see from President Biden on the border, but I'm a firm believer that you just can't tell all the Border Patrol agents, hey, listen, if you see someone sneaking in, just turn your back. It doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen that quickly. So I guess my point is,
why do you say that?
It's not happening. There are people that are certainly still trying to sneak in. They tried during Trump. They tried during Biden. It's not like we just put a welcome mat out there 3 or 4 weeks into the Biden administration.
We have a record, a huge influx of illegals coming in, and they're being interviewed. We know that, and they're being let out into our country.
But if you say the border is unsecure, that means it was unsecure last year, too, and the year before.
Here's a perfect example.
Well, we know that the border is insecure.
The Biden administration says they're going to allow at least known 25,000 asylum seekers who are waiting in Mexico to come across here.
Not for it.
So and that's all you have to do. That was a piece of paper that had to be signed. Didn't need to be anything else. So now they can apply for asylum here rather than having to wait in Mexico if you were from Central America or South America.
And released into our country, and that will cause the other caravans to start beginning to come because they will all come seeking asylum. That was one of our biggest problems and one of our biggest issues. And they interview them, and if they're candidates, which in the past a lot of them were thought to be that, and they had to wait for their court date, and they were released on their own reconnaissance to be back. And they don't come back.
Yeah, I mean,
I wonder why.
Listen, I didn't like the past administration putting a bunch of kids and taking them away from their parents. That was horse crap. I don't like what I see from Biden right away.
Well, in defense of that, let me say, it was pretty harsh, and I assumed that it was going on. I didn't see it under Trump administration, but I know that I was invited down there with Jay Johnson to look at the facilities or where this was taking place, and it was the Obama administration.
They were doing it too. I don't care, Republican,
right.
Democrat. I don't give a crap.
They built the cages. Yeah.
I don't care about that stuff. I know Obama did it. I know
they always want to blame the Republican administration.
Well, I like to blame everybody. So I know Obama did it. Trump did it more. Biden's taking a different stance. I don't like some of the stuff I see from him.
I think Trump was probably more vocal.
I think Trump took more kids away.
We know that President Obama and the liberal Democrats, they want open borders. We know that.
I don't think they want open borders. I think that they don't want to solve immigration because it makes them money, and that's what they run on. And that's despicable.
I think they want open borders because they want to build their base.
Well, I mean,
maybe. I mean, look, there's some of that, but the money side is real. It's like, you know this, Governor. Why solve a problem when everybody can profit off of it? Whether it's illegal immigration, whether it's choice or gun control, the minute that there's a controversy, everybody runs out and shoots off emails asking for money from donors and voters so they could keep up the fight.
You know, both sides could be wrong here. Trump taking the kids away from their parents, that's wrong. Biden wants to let 11 million people, which really we know 20 million people, become American citizens. You can't do that either. Governor, we've run out of time. What a conversation.
Oh,
I know.
Well, did we solve any problem?
No, but we had a lot of fun.
All right, Governor.
Governor,
we'll talk to you next Wednesday, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer.
We did have a lot of fun.
Of course, she's a lot of fun.
We have feisty. Off the air, you didn't know who Ann Murray was, so I had to explain to everybody, and then she knew who Ann Murray was.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Canadian singer-songwriter.
You've been busting me on that all day. Anyway, hey, do you have vaccine envy?
No.
Do I?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
You have
it
enough for all of us.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
All right, so here's what we're going to do at 4:30. What's it like to be in Texas right now with no heat and no power? Now, some of you have a relative or a friend in Texas. They're hunkered down in their house. It's like 40 degrees in the house. They got no heat. They got no power. Here's what we want to do. We want to put them on the air in 15 minutes. So if you could help us, contact them, whether it's a relative or a friend. Then text us at 411-923. Give us their first name and phone number, and we'll put them on the air. So we're going to take some calls from people in Texas. What is it like to be hunkered down inside of your house? And how do you do that? No heat, no power. People are dying over there.
Yeah.
It's really a mess. So,
and they're going to have another cold snap. This one's supposed to leave, and then another one's coming in behind it.
All right. So if you knew someone in Texas, contact them. Say, hey, listen, these two guys on the radio want to talk to you.
It's two yahoos.
Yeah. And then just text us at 411-923, their first name and phone number, and we'll contact them.
Absolutely.
All right, so that's coming up in about 10 minutes.
I walked outside today, and I thought, man, we're going to be stuck under a foot of sunshine.
And it's really brutal.
It's awful.
Short sleeve.
I was going to wear shorts today. I thought, you know what, maybe tomorrow.
Are you not wearing shorts today? You always wear shorts today.
I know. But today I said, okay, I'm going to go. Supposed to have a meeting, so I put pants on.
Oh, well, that's
good. So I was moved till Monday, and I'm like, oh, God, pants? No, not doing that anymore.
Man, I've never seen anybody not like wearing pants like you.
Man, like a kid, right? Could run around.
Goodness gracious.
I don't want to wear pants. I like it. I got nice legs. Work hard.
Do you know how people are getting over their loneliness during COVID? They're talking to Alexa.
Well, they need friends.
They're talking to their AI.
They need
friends. Could you have a conversation with Siri? Because in terms of intelligence, I put Alexa way up at the top. Siri's like somewhere in the middle.
Whoa.
You could ask Siri something.
Wow. You're like, Siri, she got a GED. Oh,
Siri never, exactly.
She's like, let me Google that.
And then usually it's wrong. You know, hey, Siri, text Lloyd Banks. Okay, what do you want to say to Chad? And I'm like,
hey, what's the, what was the other one? Was it Ask Holmes? Or there's another one of those, Jeeves? Is that part of something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have an Alexa?
Yeah, but I don't talk to it.
Ask Jeeves was a search engine for
was
a while.
See, I can't even remember. Was it one of those things? There was one that was, but they're all just.
Becky Lynn, you have an Alexa?
No, I do not.
You know, you could say play KTAR and then it'll play KTAR.
But at the end of the day, I am not so sad as to turn to a machine like that.
Yeah.
And ask to have a conversation. Will you be my friend? What was that movie that came out a few years ago?
Her.
That's right.
It was with the Joker.
Yeah. That was a perfect movie for him because he's kind of...
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. There's another movie, Adam... God, what's his name?
Adam Ant?
No, great. Love Adam Ant. Talk a lot
you
about
like
Adam
him?
Ant. This, absolutely. First concert I've been to in my life, Adam.
Really?
Ant. Roman Holiday, Adam Ant, and Bow Wow Wow, I think.
Wow, Bow Wow Wow.
I was like 12. We snuck out. I was in England. It was crazy.
You snuck out at 12.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Fantastic.
We were dangerous. You would have probably told on us, and then you would have
I would have snitched on
you. What happened to Gatos? He can't play today because he can't walk. I think it's Adam Driver who's got a movie out where he falls in love with
Darth Vader's grandson.
Yes, where he falls in love. Not Adam Driver. It was one of these. Where he falls in love with his, or Adam Devine is a comic one, where he falls in love with his phone, or like talking back and forth.
Jinxie, right?
Yeah. She ends up being jealous and destroys his life.
Oh.
You don't want to talk to your AI because it's going to find out stuff about you and it's going to get you.
So if you're lonely because of COVID or all that kind of stuff.
Listen to us.
Don't talk to AI. Listen to us. Not Broomhead. Us.
Now, how do you have a conversation? it's because the way that this thing was put out there, this isn't like one of those things where, you know, you're talking to an android or something like the Ex Machina or something like that. This is like you're talking to a machine and it's not really. Get a cat.
No, get a dog. Nobody likes cats.
Get a lizard.
Okay. Coming up next, what's it like to be in Texas right now? No heat, no power. We're actually going to take some calls from people who are hunkered down.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's
in
like
their house.
To be in Texas. We don't care. We're out here having fun. We're in Texas. We're going to Whataburger.
Hey, that's not bad.
I know.
Do you want to hear my Texas accent?
Let's hear it.
Can't do it.
All right.
So we'll talk to people in Texas next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
I see some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls.
Oh, yeah. Do we like Texas? I think we do.
I don't like this music.
I love Texas. I lived there for a while. It was amazing. Outside of Arizona is no other place I would live, period. You know why? But I will tell you this. While he has blessed Texas, apparently they have made them, he's made them angry.
It has been a brutal night. Nearly 4.5 million people in the state of Texas alone are still without power. Oh. This is a frustrating and unmitigated disaster. It was around 3 degrees this morning, and the concern is that another round of winter storm coming tomorrow.
All right, so that is what is happening in Texas. So what we figured is, let's go out to Texas. We asked you, if you have a family member or somebody you know in Texas, get us their number. We want to see how they're doing because in Texas, they're in their house. They're hunkered down. It's cold. Their house has no heat, no power. So how do you feel?
All right. Let's do this. First of all, I want to go. I'm curious about this one.
Yeah. So we have some calls lined up.
Marcia's called in. Now, Marcia, you're from Minnesota and you're in Austin.
I feel
like a spring day.
Oh.
It certainly does. I thought I ran away from this stuff, but it followed me. And I'm actually sitting in my car right now warming up because my heat is off. They're cycling us because we were getting much of our power from the wind turbines. Mm-hmm. And because of the ice and everything freezing up, they stopped working. So
yeah, alternative energy, fun.
It's crazy. And a lot of the homes here are on electric, such as my house. So, yeah, there's no natural gas. It's the great equalizer, whether you're, you know, poor or rich. I mean, it affects us all the same.
And so what's the temperature in your house, Marcia?
It's 64. And that's kind of warm right now.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So you got to go to your car to warm up and sure plug in all your stuff, right? Because as we all know, Marcia, in this day and age, we have to have our stuff. Like, we can live in the cold, but we can't live without a tablet or a phone.
It's the craziest thing. So right now I'm staying with my sister, and she's lived here for 35 years. And she, you know, the first day we were out of power for 12 hours, I mean, she was freaking out. I was pretty calm, but I think it's harder on people that aren't used to it.
Right on. All right, Marcia, thanks so much.
So where was she, in Austin?
She's in Austin.
Okay.
Austin's kind of, they're keeping it weird. That's the thing. Austin, that's their slogan, keep it weird. Marshall's in Katy, Texas. Love Katy, Texas. What's going on, Marshall? How you doing?
Well, I'm actually, I'm doing pretty good. I'm warm and toasty now. That wasn't the case for the last 54 hours, though.
Oh, gosh. So 54 hours, you had no power and no heat, no nothing.
I had no power, no heat, no water, none of that stuff.
How'd you get through it?
You know, I'm a country boy, so old Hank told us that country boys survive, and I'm a little bit of a prepper, too, so I had plenty of water and non-perishable food laying around, and I like to hunt and stuff, so I got plenty of blankets and cold weather gear, so I survived just fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what Texas is all about.
I would have been dead.
You would have.
I would have died, Marshall. I just want you to know that. I don't hunt. I would have started to cry. It would have been a mess, and I probably would have had to come over to your house and live.
I love the fact that Marshall's a prepper. Marshall, you keep rocking it, brother. Hank was right, man. Hank was right, but Marshall, he's out there. He's prepping. He's doing all kinds of stuff.
All right, so we're taking calls from people in Texas, and they're telling us how miserable the last few days have been. It's been like 4 degrees in some parts, 20 degrees in other, no power, no electricity. Our first caller from Texas, currently in her car, because that's the only heat that they have. And then Marshall, he's just a badass.
Marshall's like, let me tell you guys something out there. You know what, I did? Went outside, hunted last night.
Yeah.
Also built myself a fire. I whittled a new house, right, that was fine and runs on tobacco. So I just want to let you guys know that's what I did.
That was a tough, tough man.
It was a man right there.
That was a man, exactly.
A man.
I strive to be that, and I never will
be. Fall short. Let's go.
Every day.
All right, Houston, lies. What's happening to Houston?
All right. Lars.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I'm here. How are you?
You're in Houston, and are you kind of hunkered down in your house?
We are hunkered down in the house, and it is, we got a little bit of natural gas. We've got no power. We've got water. We're better off than a lot of others around here. We've got neighbors that are homes that are inside the house. It's 41 degrees.
Oh.
Water is frozen inside the house, and today we had just a teeny bit of a thaw, so now all the pipes that were frozen are bursting, and now we're dealing with water inside our homes. It's just...
Oh, gosh.
I'm an Arizona boy. I'm third generation Arizona, moved to Texas a couple of years ago, and I miss my Arizona.
Yeah. My gosh. So it's 40.
But, yeah, lots of people who are just driving around just trying to keep warm in cars because there is nothing in the homes. And they're supposed to rotate the power every 3 or 4 hours. Instead, it's been 12 hours off, 3 hours on, 18 hours off. 2 hours on, so it's been pretty miserable.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you, Lars, appreciate the call. If you need any help, head on over, because Marshall apparently is doing all kinds of stuff over there right now.
We should get them
hooked up. All right, Alex.
Austin, Texas.
In Austin, also keeping it weird, Alex, keeping it weird.
I'm going to tell you right now, I have everyone beat, all right? So let me tell you, we were going on, my wife and I and my 6-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter, we were going on 48 hours of no power whatsoever. We just got our power turned on. When the thermostat turned on, it said 30 degrees inside our house.
Oh.
And we've been sleeping in that at night. So I'm pretty sure. No, I know for damn sure that it's been – we were sleeping in 20-degree weather, my 6-year-old, my 3-year-old, and my wife. So what we were doing is we were just closing off the main bedroom, and we were just layering up. We had 3 layers on of clothes, and we just hunkered down like bears would hibernating. And we did it because, you know, first of all, we asked the kids, like, are you cool with this? Are we good? And they were all smiles. So, you know, if they were miserable and hated it, plan B would have been go to the car and sleep in the car with I had a full tank, and, you know, we have an SUV with third row, so they could just lay out in the back. My wife could stay up a little bit. I could stay up and rotate that. But they were all good. So, I mean, we got the power turned on, but before we got the power turned on, yesterday morning, we woke up, and it was probably 29, 30, and you could see, like, the breath coming from our mouths. Like, my kids were trying to play, and that's when we were like, we got to go to the car. So from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we stayed in our car just to get warm.
Wow.
Oh.
Alex, man, thanks for the call. Be safe. And look, you know what?
Amazing.
Marshall just texted me. He said he found a tauntaun. He caught one. He cut it open, and he's going to live in it. So... for those of you who are not nerds, that's what
oh my gosh,
saved Luke Skywalker from certain death.
It was amazing, right?
He's like, just Marshall's put that like, call the tauntaun outside, cut it open, live inside. It's 3-bedroom, 2-bath tauntaun.
So we thought we'd give you an inside look at what's happening to people in Texas and how bad it is
but,
there.
Just to let you guys know, tomorrow in Siberia, it's going to be minus 18 as a high. So everybody,
but they have power.
I don't think at that level they really have the power you think they do.
KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
You got to keep the white people. Remember that skit with Garrett Morris on Saturday Night Live?
I don't know.
Buy my record first.
Who is it?
Garrett Morris.
I don't know that. If it was Adam Sandler, I know who it is. Yeah. But.
So we're going to identify the 8. There's 8 of them. Identities in whiteness, and it is pretty spectacular.
Oh,
this has been sent to parents in a New York school from somebody who is the principal and somebody outside of there who are trying to basically have people come to grips with their extra whiteness. And some of this stuff includes white supremacy. So that's where you start. You literally get a white belt if we're going to do this through, say if it's karate, as you say.
Karate.
Second is white voyeurism. So the first one's
That's second worst?
That's the second worst. And white voyeurism is you're not going to speak out against it, but you do enjoy some of the people of color stuff.
Meaning what?
The music, the clothes, but you like the fact that you don't have to go under the same scrutiny as the people of color. White privilege is number 3. It's the third worst thing you could be is white privileged, which is basically everybody out there who went to liberal colleges. They're full of white privilege, and they want to tell us how bad we are. White benefits. We've talked about this.
White benefits.
That's where we could go into a store and we're not going to get under the same scrutiny as a person of color.
I thought that was part of white privilege.
No. That's white benefits. The being harassed, like they say, benefiting through whiteness. And
yeah, but if you're white and you go into a store and you're not followed around like an African-American would be, That, I thought, was partly white privilege.
No, no, that is that's just a benefit.
I'm pretty sure that's also white privilege.
No, that's what some people call it, but it's, you know, driving while white.
Okay.
But privilege to me is I go as fast as I want, cops aren't going to pull me over because I'm white. Like, that's just not going to happen. Okay. White confessional. This one's great. Now, mind you, you're a parent. You get this at home, you'd lose it. This is where you seek validation by telling essentially everybody who's white they're evil and bad.
Oh.
White critical, which is the, you're moving up the ladder here.
Like, this is all bad.
This is all bad.
I thought there was a scale of worse to better.
This is getting better. So to get to the best, to achieve full status of being the Shaolin master of white privilege and to get away from it and benefits is first you become a white traitor, and this is where you fight back against everything and tell the truth no matter what, and then finally white abolitionist, and this is where you do everything you can to dismantle whiteness and make sure it never essentially comes back. That is something parents were given, and I would have said have you guys seen the trick called Two Birds?
That's the trip. Oh, no, that was a middle finger.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
Oh, gosh.
That is the dumbest thing in the world.
No.